Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life Laughter Happiness. Today, I have my co-host Barb here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Great. I'm doing good. Now, I have a question. Why, we talk about show ideas, and you were the one that suggested this show idea. Well, why did you suggest it?
Well, the topic of our tweens and teens and what they're going through during this epidemic is very
right.
difficult, and I think we need to point that out because I have seen on the news that statistic, and I just so happen to be raising a teenager now. She's 13.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you guys have not ever heard of the phrase tween, that means right before teen, and that could be very challenging as well because the youth, they're going through a lot of different changes. They're going through physical and emotional changes very quickly. And so I was just wondering if anybody else out there has anything to add to help out to make it easier. I have a few things I could say that I've learned and I'm doing, but it would be also nice if anybody else out there who's listening has some pointers on how to make it easier on our kids because it's hard.
You know, it's funny because I was just going to tell you, I don't know if I told you, but my parents are getting vaccinated tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
I'm so happy about it. And I look at it as sort of every day that somebody that gets vaccinated is the day that somebody's life is going to be normal again, you know?
Yes, and also your parents, and that makes me feel so good to know, even though you're in a different state than them, because each state seems like some states are getting on it faster than others, and your state is Florida, and my dad, who is the same age as your dad, is in Arizona, so I'm hoping for the same thing, and so is he, and
well,
he's
what it is,
just like your parents,
is,
really safe.
Yeah. States are doing it differently. For example, my state is emphasizing more on age, whereas other states are emphasizing more on healthcare workers. I mean, my parents, I think that is what they want to do is they want to get the mortality rate down. You know, they want to get the rate of people dying from it down.
Of course. Okay, so obviously, you've heard the differences. Some people say they want to wait. Like when I was at my doctor's appointment, he wants to wait because he said there's going to be side effects. But sometimes we have to risk because what's worse? I mean, what are our choices? Because getting coronavirus, you never know if you're going to survive or not. And it is attacking kids a lot more than people are really seeming to want to admit, don't you think? Because they're saying, oh, I mean, I'm so shocked that the kids could go back to school, but everybody else, you know, has all of these strict guidelines. But our kids, okay, so maybe it's not as bad for the kids, but they bring it back to the parents. So I've been quite surprised about how the schools were open for a while. They're not now. They're back to online only. But there was a few months when they let us choose to send them, half the kids were going 2 days, half the kids were going the other 2 days, and then one day online. So they did that for a few months. And she chose to go. And I looked around the school and saw the precautions that they made. And that was the time when we thought it was getting better. And then a child got it at her school and I just took her right out. And a lot of people kept their children in. And then another child got it. And, you know, we're alerted to all of this. And then a person at our apartment complex, we were alerted to that. So I mean, just going around doing laundry and getting in and out of your car, I'm wearing a mask. So I just did the safest thing and just took her out. To the topic of, oh my gosh, our kids are at home 24/7, and not just that they're home, but we don't even want them to go anywhere. We don't even want them to walk to the store. So that is the topic. That's the challenging thing right now, because they're bored and they're getting more and more addicted to their phone and their games. But then again, I'm glad that they have their phone and their games, because if they didn't have that mm-hmm. and FaceTime, they wouldn't have any social interaction. Can you imagine if the technology wasn't what it is today, and the kids just had really hardly any contact at all, except for maybe a phone call with their friends? That would be very much more difficult. I mean, can you imagine what we're going through with a child here who cannot see friends, really? I mean, they can, but to be ultra safe, they cannot. How do you think that we're dealing with it?
Well, it's sad because, you know, like my nephew, you know, he's really, really, you know, wants to get out of the house. He wants this to be over with, you know. And I think that one of the facts is that because of the fact that, you know, mom and dad are going to be vaccinated, that means that, you know, at least we're not, I don't think we're really worried about people in a family dying from it, you know, is what it is. I don't think we'll be worried about it being a fatality.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Though, but you can still get it, though. Are they going to let you get out more after they get the vaccine? Or, I mean, you can still get it.
No.
Okay, because you're at risk.
No, I think they also need to understand something else, okay? There is a thing that says that, you know, when you get the vaccine, okay, what the vaccine prevents is you getting sick from it. It doesn't prevent you from getting it, but it prevents you from getting sick from it. So, in other words, you will be able to walk around with the COVID in you, but you won't be sick from it.
Okay, and so did you explain this to your nephew to make him feel better to get through this time? Did that make him feel like, okay, I'm not so down?
I think he's happy about it, because I think that he's sort of, I mean, now we're starting to, you know, like he calls spending the night STNs, and he's like, we can resume STNs, you know.
staying the night. How cute. Okay. He abbreviated it. Oh, that's cute. Stay the night. So, yes, because it's been a long time, right? And your family's so close.
Yeah.
And the grandkids, your nephews, are usually coming over all the time. So, and he is on the autistic spectrum, so he may not even understand as well as, you know, just explaining to one that is not autistic that. So, but you don't really have to explain it to these kids like mine. I mean, they just know. Hello. I mean, they see the news. Well, what's going through their mind? Will their life ever be back to normal? My daughter comes in sometimes and says, I don't think it's ever going to be the same again, Mom. So I think that we need to really listen and sit down with our kids and have discussions, not just one time, but
well, this is what
a
I'm
lot,
gonna say.
This
all is the what time. I'm going to say. I've been watching the numbers on this. Okay. Every day, 500,000 people are being vaccinated. Did you know that?
I saw that it's getting better, yes. They're really, I'm shocked how well they're doing, actually. Other people complain, but I find it amazing.
Now, here's the thing. This is what this means. And I'm talking about, this is in the United States. I'm not talking about other countries. This is in the United States. What that means is that, you know, is that because our population in the United States is 360 billion people. So what I'm thinking is going to happen is, you know, the people that are going to – it's going to probably – first of all, I think what's going to happen is that I think that the corona thing will cease to be a mortality thing. It'll be more of a pain if you get it, you know, because
– okay, is this going to help these children feel better about getting through this emotionally and, you know,
yes.
is this information
–
is this what you're, like, relaying to your teenagers in your life?
What I would say to my – what I would say is, okay. is that, you know, eventually it's going to get to a point where, you know, the people that could really die from it are getting it first. So I'm really glad that my parents are getting it first. You understand?
Me too. Do you want to change our topic to the coronavirus vaccine, or do you want to try to stick on the topic of our topic? I mean, really?
Do you want to change the coronavirus vaccine?
I'm trying to stick on the topic of how the youth of today is dealing with the coronavirus. Did you know that there was a boy who committed suicide on camera while in class in front of the whole class on Zoom? Did you know that?
No. That's terrible.
Oh, yes. That happened a while ago. And he was about 12, and he shot himself right there in class in front of everybody. So they're going through a hard time, and statistically, they are the ones that are going through the hardest time emotionally. And I wanted to talk about that because you didn't even know that. That was on the news. That's a big deal. That's a huge tragedy, very horrible tragedy. Now, why is this happening? Because they're depressed.
Yeah,
they feel like their life has been ripped away from them, and that is the topic today. And I'm glad about the vaccine. Yes, that's wonderful. But
either
we're
going to
talk about the teenagers or the vaccine.
Teenagers.
Okay.
Well, what I was going to say, this is relevant to the teenagers. I think the teenagers, what's going to happen is that this is not a tangent, even though it sounds like it's one. The people that are going to get the vaccine first are the elderly and the people who are in the health field. The problem is that, you know, what a lot of people don't understand is that once you get past those people and you vaccinate those people, the reason why it's going to be good for the other people to get it is the economy is based on those people going to work every day. So I think once we get done vaccinating the elderly – and once we get done vaccinating the health people, I think that the kids are going to start to feel a little better because they're going to start to see mommy and daddy living a regular life, you know. Are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I had it on mute by accident. Okay. I am saying that just because mommy and daddy have gotten the vaccine or the grandparents doesn't mean that the kids are completely safe. But I see your point that they will feel like we're advancing to getting back to normal. But do you really, Johnny, think it's going to be completely back to normal? I mean, I like it that the plastic shields are up and everything. That just helps with the common cold, too. So I hope they don't rip all those plastic shields down.
That it's going to get to a point. I mean, well, you know, you need to also realize how much things have changed at all. Like, for example, the first time after the COVID thing happened and I went to the dentist, they had to keep rescheduling the dentist because they didn't, when I finally went to the dentist, we had to we had to drive up to the dentist place, call in, tell us that we were there. Then they would came out and then they would take our temperature and then we would go in. This time we just went in, and you know of course we wore our masks, but you know I think the change is going to be very slow. so that when it finally gets to be normal, we're not going to realize what it is. For example, you know, it's sort of funny because nobody's talking about HIV, but everyone's talking about COVID. But you remember when we would talk about HIV like crazy? I mean, every other word was HIV. So it's just sort of, I mean, I think that is the changes are going to be slow. It's not going to be like, you know, gradual. Because you also have to realize, and not to talk about the vaccine so much, but it's not enough even if you got the vaccine tomorrow, that's not going to fix everything back to normal, because you're talking about everybody else's life. What about Priscilla's life? What about your friends' lives? You understand? I mean, everyone's life has to change.
Okay. So I just wanted to touch upon the kids and what they are missing so people can actually get it in their mind if they're not thinking about it. Just think back about something favorite, your favorite thing to do at school, or think about what if you're an abused child at home and now you can't get away to your refuge, which used to be your school, and what if you're the top baseball or softball player? What if you are on the team and you lived for that every day after school? Or you were in band and you loved playing the flute and that was a big deal for you with your social environment and you can no longer participate in that. What if you are in horses? What if you are in a group? I'm talking about your life is ripped out from underneath you. Okay, I already work out of my home. My life hasn't changed that much. But what about your child who's in all of these things and, oh, they couldn't have a normal graduation. They couldn't do their last starring football game that, you know, they had scouts looking at them from college. I mean, these are things that meant everything to that youngster. What if they had a boyfriend or girlfriend that they had the puppy love? They were madly in love, and there was nothing wrong with it, and it was healthy, and they could not see that person. Okay, this was my life in school. I was in band. I was in softball. I was in cheerleading. I lived for those moments. I did find going to school was a way out of a bad situation at home at times. Okay. I mean, that was my escape. And then that child has to be at home 24/7 with grumpy, mean parents. Not all parents are as nice as yours. And this is why that child killed himself. It has to do with something that was ripped away from him. And he felt like nobody cared. This is what they say. They feel like the tweens and the teens feel like nobody's listening to them. Nobody cares how they feel. And they feel like, just why even go on? This is my life and it's horrible. And so please hear that and talk to your kids and be creative. Try to fill the void besides technology
mom,
and electronics. Yes.
As a mom, I mean, what have you ran into? I mean, you know, with your child, as far as helping, you know, her get over it. Does she get depressed?
She gets on really bad schedules. And, you know, I go to bed. I say go to bed. It's bedtime because she still has to get up early for school. Even though it's online, it's still 8 a.m. So, but I don't know what she's doing sometimes after I go to sleep. And there have been times where she stays up all night long. And then just so she will be able to do her class at 8 a.m. And then she will sleep all day. And that has led to depression, yes. That has led to, like, laziness, lazy feeling, like, what is my purpose in life? Oh, here, do some more chores. That doesn't fix it. So I was just hoping that maybe a listener out there had some advice for me because, but I'm safe because I'm a single mom and her dad's passed away. So there's no her going out of the house visiting another family, which, oh, I would go really crazy with worry with that because you don't know how many people they're exposed to when they leave your house and go visit another family. So mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with that. But a lot of families, just think about how many parents, I mean, just think about your parents and you're an adult. You live there and they don't want you to go out and bring it back. Well, what if you have that every other weekend or every other week deal with the ex and they're taking your kid half the time? That to me would be so scary right there.
That's true, yeah. And I mean, actually, it's funny because if I got COVID, I don't even know who I would get it from. But I think it's going to be, you know, it's just, I mean, you know, I don't know if I told you about this, but it's so hard for everybody, you know, that's the hard part about it, but you want everybody to be happy. And, yeah. You know, it's like...
Oh, what about this, Johnny? What about if you haven't talked to a friend for a long time and they're your really good friend and it's been several months and you haven't talked to them and all of a sudden they're gone and you have all these regrets like, oh, gosh, I don't even remember what the last thing I talked about with them is. And that so there's a lot of regrets I hear going around. People are regretting. I mean, how many people do we love and care about? There's so many. We'd be on the phone 24/7 calling everybody to make sure that we got our last words in with them in case they die. But this could be every single day. I think about that too. We could go out and get in a car accident. I hate putting that into the universe. Sorry. But I mean, every day could be our last day. So just try
That's
to
true.
Look at things in different perspectives, right? In a perspective like, hey, it hasn't changed. Every day could have been our last day before this even. So all I do, okay, you asked me a question. I didn't really answer it, was what kind of problems have I come up against? My situation with my daughter is different because we had just moved here. We were here for about a year, and it was normal, and she was getting used to it, and she was mad that she had to move, and but she was getting used to it right when she said, okay, I like it here, made a couple friends. That's right when it hit, and then it didn't progress. It wasn't to where, okay, now she's going to meet another friend and really get to know the city. I was planning on getting her back into horses because that's what she was doing in Arizona. She was learning how to be a really good horseman. And we have one right next door. I can't do that. I was going to get her into the lifeguard program. I can't do that. I can't get her into anything. So, but at least I don't have to deal with, okay, your sport is ripped away from you. Your everything's ripped away from you. She does really well with FaceTime with her friends all day long and the game console thing she does with them.
Mine isn't as bad as most.
Parents are dealing with. Go ahead.
Well, like ahead, the time that she messaged me, I think it was wanting to play archery.
I told her, I said, Johnny likes games. Maybe find out what he plays. Do you play the same thing she does?
I tried playing what she played, but, you know, it was I thought it was kind of cute the way that she messaged me, and then, you know, she's like, oh, hey, do you want to play archery? And I'm like, okay, you know.
I know, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Well, you're friends, and I think that's so nice. You're good with kids, Johnny. You really are. They love you.
Well, you know, your daughter, I mean, it's funny. I've always imagined, like, you meeting my parents, but I have imagined your daughter meeting my parents as well, you know?
Oh, well, maybe that will happen. You know, if I come out to Destin, Florida, where it's beautiful, by the way. I know it's white sand.
I have always said,
and
said about,
you're so lucky.
I've talked about, like, my my your daughter to my parents before, and I said, yeah, that Priscilla sure is well behaved.
Oh, that's so sweet. That makes me feel good. Oh, yeah. She is a good girl. And it's hard for them to even keep their room clean because they don't have a lot of inspiration. They don't have people coming over. And it's just the regular mom stuff I go with. But I know that there are other families where they've had kids that are juniors and seniors in high school. I feel like they have felt it the worst with having their life ripped away from them as far as their sports. I was just really into sports. That was like, I lived for that, you know? And so I worry about those kids who can't do that anymore. That to me is very sad. To me, it really is. I mean, it would hurt me if that was taken away my junior, all through junior high and high school. If any year was taken away the way it's taken away from these kids now, I would be really upset. I would be very, very upset as a child. Okay? Very.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's our topic. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert on this because I am not a psychologist, but or a counselor. I'm just a parent trying to do my best. I thought that maybe somebody would call with some advice, but they did not, and maybe they can leave it on our Facebook page or something because anything's helpful. Just creative. Just give me something like creative. I'm trying to redecorate. You know Michelle, who we had on. She's a wonderful lady we had on last Thursday, just giving a wonderful advice about our topic that day. And she's my good friend. She sent me beautiful curtains that are my favorite color, green, and different shades of sheer green. And I'm going to put those up. You know, I think that decorating the house, do something inside your house. And paint, and I received some adult coloring books. I'm not talking adult, like sexy adult. I'm talking about coloring books. Yeah, I posted that one I did. I love those. Those are good for meditation, and you could do that with your kids. I'm not talking about the young kids because I have the teenager now. The young kids, oh my gosh, that's probably a major challenge. To have little kids running around the house and they can't really get out much. Oh, my goodness. So here we are just doing our best. I'm glad that mine isn't depressed because when I heard about that child committing suicide, I just sat her right down and I said, you know, I asked her, are you feeling like you're not listened to? Do you feel like you are not understood? And we had a good talk, and she said she's not depressed, and she feels like she's loved and understood, and I listened to her feelings, so I had the talk with her. I think we should do it more often, because like I said in the beginning of the show, they're changing. It's not just changing monthly, it's like every day, it's almost every minute, they're up and down with the hormones changing and all that. I know that she's trying on a lot of my clothes. She's having fun.
Oh, she does?
Oh, yeah.
She's having fun with it.
She is trying on my clothes, and it is so cool what she puts together. And I say, okay, as long as you hang it back up nicely, go for it. Have fun. You know, just be a little easier on them. And she's really getting into cooking more, so we're trying to do things around the house. I wanted to get her an easel. I think that would be cool for her artwork and make it easier for her to have it in one place, in one nice art corner. I was going to design that for her. She's not listening right now. I was going to do that for her, maybe where the Christmas tree is now. Oh, my gosh, most people buy their Christmas tree out the door by now, but I don't.
Not us.
Really? Okay, I don't feel so bad.
Well, this is what happened. My nephew, Alex, he loves the Christmas tree so much that mom is going to probably leave it up all year round and make it like a, you know, maybe like, for example, a winter tree or a spring tree or a Valentine's Day tree, you know?
How cute. Yeah, but you probably have room. It must not be a real tree then, because it gets dry and it's dangerous to have it. I mean,
no,
obviously it doesn't look good dry. Well, yeah, but it gets dried up. Are you going to keep a non-real tree in your house all dried up? Isn't that a fire hazard?
I mean, I'm not the one who wanted to do it. I mean, you know, mom obviously thinks she can do it, so, you know.
Okay.
Let
me know in a couple of months how it looks, because mine's pretty dry and it's getting brown. And I don't care how much you water it. These things, they need to go in the ground. They don't stay in their stand all year long. Oh, I thought you said it was real.
No, it's not real. It's fake.
Okay, I get it then. I get it. Keep it up. Keep it up for years. I have a little funny story real quick. Ha, ha, ha. My dad, years ago, was dating. And he went over to pick this lady up, and she still had her Christmas tree, which was real, in July. She had not even taken her Christmas tree out yet, and it was July. And he said, "Now, I'm going to take this out for you right now, but don't be surprised if it doesn't, you know, combust, you know, what is that word? Like, it just all of a sudden
catch fire.
Blows up on fire. Yeah, combust. Anyway, it didn't, thank God. But can you imagine somebody having a real tree that's all dry and up for that many months after Christmas? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, please, put some gloves on and take it out, lady. Just do it. I got it in. I can get it out by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big. It's 7 foot. I think that's how I actually hurt my back, though, is when I was lifting it in and out on top of the truck and out and in by myself and surprised my daughter with it. I think that is what probably did do my back in for that week. But I'm good now.
Okay.
Mhm.
Well, good to know.
I walked around during the show today. I walked around the house today, and I couldn't even find my phone. There it is. All right. Yeah, I have my earphones on, and I didn't even know where my phone was. So I didn't even know what time it was. Okay, so we've been on for half an hour. Do we have any callers?
No, we don't. But, you know.
All right.
No, we don't. But, but I think that, you know, I think that it's good to know that you found, you know, that you were walking around during the show. That was good.
I you know. Well, walking around in my own home, I'm not outside. I was going to ask you, though, what your parents are so nice. I talked to them briefly on the phone one time, but why do they think that Priscilla is so well-behaved if they've never even met her?
No, I said she was well behaved. I said she was well behaved.
Okay.
I said, I mean, it's sort of like I'll call, like I'll FaceTime, and then, you know, she'll answer, your daughter will answer, but her face will be right up to the phone, you know. And
she just likes to tease you. She probably opens her mouth. She probably lets you, like, see your tonsils or something. You know how kids are. They're crazy.
Yeah.
They're
like that, yeah.
They're funny. They're oh, you know what she does now, though? You know what she does every morning? And I never even did ask. She makes me my coffee every morning. Because I get up around after, yeah, during her break, she'll do a couple hours of school. You know, during that time. If she has the break, when she has the break, that she'll make me my coffee and bring it to me because she makes it special. She puts special stuff in it. And she's very proud of that, and that's so sweet of her. So she is a good girl. I'm lucky, and I'm also lucky that I'm not in a situation where she was really involved in a lot of sports. It's kind of strange how different your kids can be than you. Me, I was a total different kid than she is as a kid. Completely different, except for she is witty. We get everything. We have the same sense of humor. She's super smart. But she never, even though I exposed her to everything, very small, two years old, gymnastics, tap, ballet, tennis, gymnastics. She never wanted to do softball, which I was like, oh, really? But you have to let your kids do what they want and follow their own passions and not be disappointed if they don't want to do exactly what you did in school. I mean, I brought home the flute. I said, but you can go pick out any other instrument. Didn't want to learn an instrument, did not want to be in the choir, which she was in it for a while, did not want to do that anymore, didn't want to do softball. I did get her when we first moved here to California. I got her into the volleyball program. So I thought, hey, you could always use that here at the beach volleyball. So, and I had to drag her there. She did not want to go. Got her there on the first day. She had a great time, had fun, did the whole course. So at least she knows that. But, and then had no desire to continue with it at all. I believe that she's very good at singing, and I was not a singer. She is a great dancer, but does not want to pursue it. She's a really, really good artist. And so I am just trying to support her in things like that. And she said that horses were her passion. So and I was, that'll be next after Corona dies down. Then she can be back into the horses, because it's good to know these things. And then maybe take her up skiing. She does water ski. She does do all the lake stuff. But get her up there when that mountain opens back up. Did you know here in California, you could go surfing in the morning and skiing in the afternoon? Did you know here in California, you can go surfing in the morning and skiing in the afternoon?
No, I didn't know that. How did you do that?
How you do that is you just wake up and you go surfing, and then you
get your car,
and then you drive 2 hours up to Big Bear and ski in the snow. So that is totally cool. How often do I do that? I never do that because I don't surf. I do ski, but I don't surf. I'm just saying, how cool is that? Like where I live, that you have such a broad range of things you could do in the area. That was my point. How cool is that?
You can ski and go surfing.
Yes, because it's so close. It's only like 2.5 hour drive up to the snow from your surfing area on the beach. I mean, that's amazing to me.
No, that is amazing.
I even heard
that's a broad range.
Snow skiing in Hawaii. Have you ever heard of skiing in Hawaii? Snow skiing?
No, that I've never heard about.
I have heard of that. Got up.
Really?
How many callers, Johnny? I mean, unless you have more tips for children, tween and teenage children, or the listeners.
Like skiing in Hawaii.
Yeah, I did. I really did hear that once. I even got a
that's
t-shirt.
That's right, Hawaii.
Ski
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That's what it says. You can ski in Hawaii. That's what it says.
Yep. I see that too. You read that right. Hawaii's tallest mountain gets a dusting of snow most winters. Mauna Kea towers over the ocean at 13,796 feet. The ski area has no lift, but a road to the summit provides access to the world-class observatory as well as a skiable terrain. Cool. So I was right.
Yes.
And there's pictures, everybody. Check that out. That's totally cool. So you can do it there too, but I don't know how far the drive is. So as soon as the corona is over, I can start exploring the new place that we moved to here, because every day we wanted to go see something new and we were not able to do it, you know, and it's just to me even, I mean, I get kind of like a, I have so much to do and then I'm lazadaisical because, I'm just here in this apartment again. Okay. Get out, take a drive, take a walk. I'm pretty, right behind is a park. I do that. I already did that this morning. Guess what I heard, though, too, Johnny? Vitamin D. Because I watch a scientist show. Vitamin D is helpful to fight coronavirus. And some of the vitamin D that only can get into your body, the vitamin D that is the best, is only from the sun. And then they even drew a line of where, what states get this certain sunlight with the vitamin D. I just make it. Because half of California, you don't. And I don't know exactly where Destin is in Florida, but you might be getting it. So just make sure that you get out and just look up. Close your eyes, let the sun beat down on you for 20 minutes a day. It's so good to get that vitamin D in you. It fights off the corona. Okay.
Now, does oranges have vitamin D?
Probably, because I know you do eat bags of oranges at times.
Yeah.
If your parents try
to
eat the whole bag. I know, I love oranges too. So, probably, but not the kind that you really need for to fight this off. And I believe since you're in sunny Florida, you should just go out and make sure you get that vitamin D sun on your face. Can you do that? Can you do that, Johnny? I mean, you live right on the beach. Your back, your back, doesn't it go right onto the sand?
That's right, yes.
Okay, then you should do that. Are you able to do that?
I can sort of do that, you know. I mean,
are you
depressed ever?
Or are you depressed because you have to stay in all the time then? Sounds like you'd stay
Is that I've been getting a lot of things done, like, you know, my driver's license and, you know, going to the doctor. And, you know, but I think it's, as I've gotten, this time has moved on, you know. I wouldn't say I'm depressed as I was years ago, but now I'm not so, you know.
I know, because you and I, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to work on. Thank goodness that we do, because we started this second level of your show, Life, Laughter, Happiness, that you've had for many years. We leveled it up. We put it out there. And since we really started doing that, it's been so fun and we've been so busy. We, of all people, should not ever be bored, because there's always something to do with the show and the Roku channel. The Roku channel is growing and we want to schedule more of those. We are getting a great community behind us, people that actually... Did you know what Michelle said? You know what she said? Michelle Mott, who came on, our topic was, okay, what was our topic that day? Because she knows about, public speaking. Hello. Public speaking topic, because she's an expert. Okay. She said, you know what? I had a lot of fun on the show. And I go, oh, good. She said, I didn't think it would be fun, but it was. Isn't that great? Yeah. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm.
Well, that is great.
Yeah.
That is great.
Fun. And it is fun. So, now that we are coming to a close, I think that we should ask the listeners to please write in. If they choose Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, we have it all. Just go write to Life, Laughter, Happiness. right on our wall, our timeline, our private message, anything with your tips and how you've been dealing with your tween or teen during the coronavirus and different things you've gone through. We would love to hear it. Maybe we will have a show number two on this. And we would appreciate it. And then always check back with us for our next show.
And I will,
we are going to have a surprise for them, aren't we, soon with a new playmate?
Oh, yes. Have you talked to some?
We are not talking about that now because it's a surprise.
Okay.
We're on air. We're not talking about the surprise on air.
That's true. Okay. That's true. Right.
So we will make them go look for our next show on our Facebook group, where Johnny posts the link every day prior. So you'll know how to listen, and you'll also know how to call in. Although, you know what? I think I gave listeners a hard time because I kept saying, do we have any listeners? We never did ask for listeners today. We didn't promote it. It's okay. It's okay. When we promote listeners, when we promote callers, I meant, they call, and on Friday, we have Dale Shear, so don't forget to tune in at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And is this still Eastern Time for you? Didn't you say your time zone changed, Johnny? And you're not Eastern now? You're
Central? We're Central.
Okay, so then you're not, it's not 8 p.m. Eastern anymore then, right?
Right.
Okay, so
it's 8 p.m. Eastern, but it's 7 p.m. Central.
Okay, we need to say that. Then I have to change that everywhere I've ever put it because I didn't know that you did that half the year. So it's kind of like Arizona. I'm going to have to go change it because it says 8 p.m. Eastern everywhere. If people go by that, they will miss.
8 p.m. Eastern is the right place. Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern is the right answer. But what I'm saying is that if you're talking about where I'm at, then it's 7 p.m. Central.
Okay. Do you want to change that? Because that's where it is deriving from. You, the source, your central.
I don't think it matters. Yeah, I don't think it matters because we're getting people all over the country. So, you know, it's not like we're getting people.
It confuses me sometimes. It confuses me sometimes.
I know.
When your time zone changes and mine just never does. Okay, so, but what about worldwide too? Anybody with a week to listen, it's just worldwide. It's worldwide, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on over. Practice your English.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Johnny.
All right.
And
thank you.
I know you're really excited, and I'm excited for you about the vaccines with your parents. I will let you know about my parents, and we thank you for listening, everybody. Send in your tips, and we appreciate you. Follow us on YouTube and subscribe while you're there. The show will be up there shortly. Thanks, Johnny.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night, everybody.